Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Hi, welcome to Soul of an Empath. I'm Tiffany Cano, and today we have Arnaud Garan, my beautiful, spiritual, healing, loving guest. That's how I'm going to dub him today. He is one of those beautiful souls that when I saw him, I was like, I like him. Wow. He's my peeps. And so let me tell you a little bit about Arnaud. He was raised by two deaf crack addicts and left for dead at the age of 22. He's had some challenges, and he now lives a J. Paul Getty life in Southern California. He's the inventor of the 7 steps to reprogramming yourself, a proven method to permanently release any, emphasis any, old trauma, old emotion, repeating negative thought pattern. And he's the founder of Total Health Mastery University and has changed the lives of many thousands across the globe. So thank you so much, Arnaud, for coming today.
Thank you, Tiffany, for having me.
So I know that you're an empath and that you can feel what other people are feeling. How was that like for you growing up in the environment that you did when you were so young and having, you know, parents who were going through a lot of challenges?
I think everyone to some degree is an empath, and it's just a matter of if they have it turned on or turned off and just how sensitive they really are. And I was very in tune with my senses from a pretty young age. So dealing with two deaf drug addicts who screamed very, very loudly on a regular basis at each other or at me, it was difficult for, I think, the average person to understand how much it scraped on my soul, because I could feel so much beyond just the volume or the words that they were saying. I was also getting hit with all of the energy. And in many ways, that was some of the most traumatic, you know, experiences I had, was just feeling all that energy coming from them. So it was very hard, and it put me in a place where I either had to figure out how to fix myself or I was going to die. And that's what put me on this different path. I didn't become a stockbroker or a professional athlete or anything like that. I had many talents, but I went down this specific path, which I'm very grateful for, so that I could then, of course, help other people overcome their challenges.
And did that start when you were 22 or even before that?
Well, it was in November of 2000, so not too long after that. Not that old. I know my fans think I'm over 100, but I'm really not.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, I
searched. With wisdom, yes.
Thank you. Well, if you say so. So I started seeking out my life mission. Like, why am I here? What am I here to do? I know everyone has a purpose, a soul purpose for living. And I wanted to find what mine was. So I started seeking it out. And eventually I saw what my purpose was very clearly, to teach and teach people how to overcome the health challenges I had at first physically, and then the challenges I had mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, which eventually I started teaching in 2001, my first nutrition workshop. In 2003, I invented the 7 steps to reprogramming yourself. I started teaching that in 2004 in group format. That's basically been what I've been doing for more than 15 years now. And it's been my full-time profession to watch people cry and tell me, thank you for saving my life. And I said, well, you're the one who did it. I just taught you the methods. But it's always the other person, the people in the audience that are actually doing the work. I'm just showing them what the tools are that they didn't have.
Mm, that's so true. Like, we can give them tools, we can be an invitation, but they still have to do some work. Even if it's simply just being open and receptive and letting the healing and the blessings go in and do their magic.
Absolutely. In a way, all healing is self-healing, because you have to, on some level, be willing to receive it. But what I teach you how to do, if you're a student of mine, is to empower yourself to be able to heal, rebuild, repair, and correct yourself. And not just your physical body or your emotional state, but really we're talking about changing the stuff that's inside of you that's, yes, hurting you, but also preventing you from experiencing the possibility that you really could be, the greatest person that you could be. And when you become who you really could or dream you can be inside, you then manifest in alignment with that. So we're also talking about being able to create all the things you want to create that maybe you were stuck or blocked from creating before.
And what if someone doesn't know what's been blocking them?
In the training that I provide, I will show you exactly how to find what's blocking you from your goal or what's causing the repeating negative pattern in your life that you can't seem to get rid of. And I can actually give you 3 of the 4 magic questions right now.
Ooh.
Help you find out what they are. Okay.
Yes.
Repeating patterns basically have 2 root causes. Generally speaking, sometimes there's something else, but almost all of them have 2 basic root causes. Negative programming in the mind, which is thoughts that are embedded in your unconscious mind, and then repeating energy or experiences that are stored in the spirit or the soul. So you have the spiritual root cause and the mental root cause. And if you believe that you're immortal, then you might believe that those 2 parts of you go with you forever. And so you do bring with you all of your history. So we're going to talk specifically about what's in the unconscious mind that could be blocking you from a specific goal. I'm going to give you the 3 magic questions to find out what's been blocking you this whole time. Now, I know it might sound really airy-fairy, 3 magic questions, but think about this. I had a guy named Wayne in my seminar, the 7 Steps for Reprogramming Yourself course. And on the 3rd day, we were practicing. And I said, what's your number one goal? I was walking around the room checking on people, and he was partnered up with one of our top students, and because he was new. And he said, my top goal is to make over $6,000 a month of income. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. So I asked him the magic questions. When I got to question number 2, he got triggered. We found the unconscious blockages. Now, sometimes there's many, but we found the big one that was right on top. I said, clear that right now. Then we went to lunch break. During lunch, he received a phone call from an odd number. So he answered it, and it was a job recruiter saying, I'd like to interview you. So they gave him an interview and then offered him a job on the spot paying $10,400 a month.
Nice.
Right? Yeah, this happened. I had this all on video. In fact, his video is up on my YouTube channel. So then he came and told me, and I calculated with, you know, tax and everything, that's $6,445 a month, basically his goal. And he told the whole audience, and he said that he had $100 to his name. It was in his pocket. He hadn't worked in a year and a half. He was practically in tears, but tears of joy that he manifested what he wanted by removing what was in the way. And it literally happened within minutes. I've been on a session with clients where we're clearing their upset that their sweetheart won't call them or text them back. And the moment we finish clearing the last bit, boom, I hear their phone buzz and I get their text. So we're talking about literally removing what's in the way of you getting what you want right now. So here's what you do. First, you imagine what your number one goal is. So you have to pick something. If you don't have a number one goal in mind, you might want to think about focusing your energies onto a specific goal. So that way you'll be more likely to manifest it. So once you've picked one, go ahead, pick one right now.
Got it.
Okay. Now imagine that goal is already true. Go into a fantasy where it's already real. And as you're imagining it, how do you feel in your body?
Free, healthy, full of vitality, beautiful, sexy. In the flow.
Wow, nice goal. That'd be really good. Right? So that means that we did not find a blockage. That's what you're supposed to feel. Something good, something wonderful. But if you felt afraid or anger or anything else, then that we would have found at least the first layer of a blockage. Okay, so let's go to the second magic question. So just to reiterate, first magic question is, imagine your goal is already realized. How does it make you feel when you imagine that? Okay, now I want you to think about the fact that that goal is not yet realized. How does that make you feel?
Like a failure, frumpy, lethargic, like a lump on the log or something, just like, bleh.
All right, good job. Now, those feelings that you feel, where do you feel them in your body, or is it just all in one big place?
Around my torso and my throat.
Okay. And is that one big ball of energy, or is it in a couple different places?
It's almost like a band around my torso and pelvis. And then it's got like a piece that goes up around my neck.
Okay. So is that big chunk that you just pointed out to me one big piece that's all connected, or is it separate?
Feels like there's one big chunk and then something else smaller that might not be connected that I don't see the root to yet.
That's okay. So the reason I'm asking is because we want to just see if it's one big layer or if it's a couple different layers that you got present to at the same time. What's inside there are negative thoughts, actually. It feels like all those emotions, how you describe them. But what's really there inside is a whole bunch of thoughts compressed and condensed. If you take a look at how you feel, or if you can actually get really present to it, does it feel solid like a rock, or does it feel very light and see-through?
Like a metal plate of armor.
Exactly. Very, very solid. That's because there's a lot of thoughts condensed and crammed into that space, making a very heavy weight for you to carry. And that armor is actually blocking your goal from coming in. So you can take all the seminars you want. You can read all the books you want. You can hire 18 life coaches to make sure that you do what you say you're going to do. And it's still not going to show up until we remove that crap. And it's very likely, not necessarily in your case, that a lot of people who are watching right now are saying, I've been working on this goal for years and I've tried everything and nothing's ever worked. And you found the reason why. There's an unconscious blockage that's been in the way the whole time. So now there's probably more than just this layer, though. Do you want to find out if there's more layers?
Yeah. What's the third magic question? Is that where we go for it? Or?
Well, there's two ways. The first way would be to actually stay with this question until we get you to a place of neutrality. So we're going to do an exercise that brings you to neutrality for the moment. It doesn't. It does not permanently erase anything. It's kind of like when you talk about something, it makes you feel better, but then the next day it's back again.
Okay.
Or really, it's the next time you think about it, it's back again. It's kind of like that. It's a temporary release so we can look and see what's underneath.
Okay.
But do not think by any stretch of the imagination that it's permanent. All right. So I want you to imagine a big beach ball out in front of you. It can be a beautiful, golden, imaginary beach ball. And I want you to take that emotion that you just got present to and put that inside of the beach ball. All right. And then send that beach ball all the way up into heaven, whatever you believe that to be, and let the universe take it away from you for now.
So can I just stick that whole metal thing in there?
Exactly. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Yes.
Okay.
If the beach ball's not big enough, make it bigger.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So it's gone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now that's actually a useful tool to know in general, in case you're in a situation where you need to get centered right away. You don't have time to actually do the permanent erasing. So I'm going to tell you after how to permanently get rid of that stuff. But that's how you can temporarily get rid of it. And so, yes, we can use it to look below the surface, but also it can be useful. Like, what if you're going into a meeting and you don't have time to erase it permanently? Well, you could do that, and then you can be who you really want to be in that meeting. And then after the meeting, you can go for the permanent erasing.
Love it.
All right. So think about your goal. And now think about the fact that you have not yet achieved that goal. How does that make you feel now?
Less emotion, but like still like... Really? Not there yet? Come on.
Now, is this different than what you just felt?
It's like a lesser version of it.
Okay. Where do you find this in your body?
Around my lower, mid and lower torso.
Okay. And it doesn't have
this? Like a tiny strip.
So it is actually a different layer, but it feels really similar. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, for example, you might feel sad and then get rid of that sadness and find more sadness underneath. Or you might find a different emotion. And what can confuse people sometimes is that it's the same thing over and over, but actually it's just different layers that are very similar to each other. Okay. So now we could keep going, but let's just take this thing that you just found and put that into the beach ball and send that away.
Okay.
All right. So you probably feel neutral again, right?
Yeah.
By the way, one of the challenges that people face in life, and I'm sure you've met people like this, and many of us have been guilty of it, is we feel like there's nothing that we need to work on, that everything's cool and we're fine and we don't have any programming or negative emotions to get rid of. And usually it's because we've been trained very well from a young age not to feel anything or to take whatever we do feel and stuff it instantly so we have the experience that nothing's there. And so it can take some work to unravel that and unlock that so you can actually feel again. But if you run into someone like that, the easiest way to help them see that they do have inner work to do is ask them, what's your number one goal in life? Okay, how does it make you feel that you don't have it yet? And then boom. Oh, I do have stuff to clear. Yeah, you do. Yeah. If you don't, then you're in a whole other level. So now the third magic question is, relative to your goal, how do you feel about your current circumstances?
I feel like I have resistance to committing fully to what I would need to do in order to achieve that goal.
And where do you feel that feeling in your body?
It's like this tension clenching, it's kind of in my nervous system, just like all over in this like tension. Yeah.
Can you give it a size and shape?
It's electric, like a lightning bolt, but going through my torso and all my limbs.
Okay.
It's like a human lightning bolt. Okay.
And if this resistance were closer to anger, fear, or sadness?
Fear.
It's fear. Okay, perfect. So we found a different layer, right? Using a different question. So I'll take that fear and stick it inside the beach ball and give it away for now.
This one's not releasing quite as easily. Okay, nervous system, let go. Put it in the beach ball. Come on. It's safe. Okay.
Good job. That was an intense one.
Yeah.
So if this were a coaching session, we would actually erase all of this stuff and we would keep going until you couldn't find anything with any of the three magic questions. That you would feel that joy fulfilling you felt in the first magic question for all three of them. Then you don't have anything else to clear using the seven steps to reprogramming yourself, because that's the tool that clears from the unconscious mind. The other thing I have to warn you is that sometimes you have more layers. They're just not going to show up until you're ready.
Yeah.
Which is after you've cleared the ones that you find. So like, for example, let's say we cleared these three layers and we didn't find any more. We might find more tomorrow or after you've had a couple of days to process, or that's it. And you know that you don't have anything blocking you for sure, because things happen for you synchronistically. Things show up easily. There's no resistance. There's no struggle. There's no effort. Your actions are inspired, not forced. Life just flows and you're saying, wow, this is how life is meant to be.
Love it.
Yeah. Now, the reason why the third question is important, even though it doesn't seem exactly related to your goal, is because of the law of the universe, what you resist persists. So like, for example, let's say that you hate your job. This is a really common thing. 80% of people don't like their job. So let's say you're one of those people, 4 out of 5 people, and you want to get to doing something you love for a living, like what I do, right? I overcame hating my job and I started doing what I love for a living full-time. I started speaking full-time in 2007, right? If you resist your job, if you hate your job, if you get triggered by your job that you have, you'll stay stuck there. Once you get neutral to it and it's like, whatever, then you can move to the thing that isn't really in your heart. So that's why the third magic question is important.
Got it.
Yeah. Now, what you're probably thinking is, all right, I really appreciate you triggering me and showing me what my issues are. But now what?
Yeah, thanks, Arno. I mean, I know we've done healing sessions on each other before, but thanks for keeping me. No, actually, I feel like just even those three questions, I've released layers. And yeah, so I feel good.
You have a glimpse of how it will feel when those layers are permanently gone, because those things have probably been in your space throughout the day, ever since you made that goal.
Yeah.
Right. They've been, because that's what happens. When you make a goal in life, you trigger everything in the way of you receiving that goal. This is how some people get depressed. They go to some seminar and they make all these monumental, epic goals that are very, very far from where they're at right now. And then they wake up the next day super depressed and they want to kill themselves or something bad, right? And that's because they triggered hundreds of layers sometimes of issues to work on. We found three for you, and just removing those three temporarily made you feel a lot better. But the reality is when we remove those three layers permanently, you'll feel much better than you do right now. You just have a glimpse of how good you're going to feel.
Yay!
Yes. Now, the way to remove them permanently, obviously, is with the seven steps to reprogramming yourself. It's seven basic steps that are kind of like, this is how your computer is designed. This is how to go into a file. This is how to delete a file. This is how to make it permanent. And this is how you can reset the computer the next day and look in the folder and see that it's not there anymore and will never be there again because you've emptied the trash. Forever, it's gone. Most methods that work on emotions and so on don't work with actual thought forms. They often work with energy, or they work with the actual chemical of the emotion. And I have tools for those things too. But if you want to work with the unconscious mind, we're talking about thoughts. That's the difference between the emotions and the energies, is it's actually words or beliefs. And so the seven steps actually deletes literally the words or the coding from the computer. Have you ever seen the movie The Matrix?
Oh, I love The Matrix. Right? I've seen that movie so many times. I'm a Neo fan.
That's really what I'm teaching people how to do, is turn into Neo, because he eventually sees that the entire world is just a bunch of code. And scientifically speaking, that's true. Everything is made of energy. It's just some energy is moving slower than other. That's the law of relativity. And then the energy that's moving slower is formed into a specific shape because of the information inside of the energy that tells it to be that shape and size. Right? That's also how we can explain how you can think certain things and your body can change in response to that. Or, you know, healings of that nature, because everything is made of energy and it's formed by the actual coding inside the energy. So when you're doing the seven steps, you're actually erasing coding inside of you, and then you're writing in new coding that's your written coding, not written by your parents, not written by your environment, not written by your ancestors or by you from thousands of centuries ago. But you get to write it now completely new. So of course you're going to write new things. So for example, when you erase that fear, you're going to replace that fear with what you really want to be there. Confidence, strength, peace, power, beauty. The real you in your heart and soul gets rewritten into the programming that's actually shaping your reality. And then as you get really good at it, you start to see, I'm literally shifting reality right in front of my face. Like one of my longtime students, her name's Ruby, she said she was really frustrated that her daughter would not try hard in school. Ruby was student of the year all 3 years of middle school, which has never been done before or after. Like that's how good of a student she was. And her daughter wouldn't even try and would just get whatever grades. Brilliant, didn't care. And it frustrated Ruby to no end. So I told her, why don't you work on yourself? And so she erased her frustration. And then that day, that literally that day, her daughter called and said, Mom, I worked really hard on my science project and I got an A on it. Who is this kid? And she started getting straight A's after that. Now, I know it sounds kind of crazy because how could she affect her daughter? But they probably had a matching issue. And by Ruby clearing hers, her daughter's issue turned off. And voila, Ruby's environment shifted as a result of her shifting inside of her. And then she called me and said, I feel like Neo from The Matrix.
I love it. My favorite is when all those bullets are coming at him and he just raises his hand and is like, stop.
Yes.
You know, and none of those bullets penetrate him. Like I feel that way, that I have to do that sometimes in life, where I'm like, okay, whatever stuff's coming at me, just stop. I'm not available for you.
Yes. So a lot of people want to know more about the seven steps and how do you find out about it. And if you go to my website, it's totalhealthmasteryusa.com. You can click on the very first button there and you can read about the seven steps, a little video where I tell you about it. But at the bottom of that page, there's a free webinar that I actually recommend you start with, unless you just know you want to take the seven steps and you want to start erasing things right now. Because if you watch the video, it's on demand. After the first 4 hours, which is the first day, you'll be able to slow way. By the end of the third day, you'll be able to do it 10 times faster, and you'll know how to apply it to money, to relationships, to achieving your goals, even to addiction and procrastination. There's all sorts of different side subjects I teach you about in the weekend, but you can literally get to that point within 4 hours and clear your first issue. Like literally, Tiffany, you could erase that fear and the other gunk that we found with the second question today. But I think for a lot of people, it's a good way to start by watching the webinar that's free, which is called Why Your Life Is the Way It Is. And that's the free giveaway that I have for everybody. Why Your Life Is the Way It is a free workshop, but it really ought to be a paid workshop. It's just that it's really hard for me to make something that's free. If I make a $20 product, then my team says, but this is like a $500 product. And I said, I'm not going to do it less than the very best. So Why Your Life Is the Way It Is actually is a life-changing course by itself. It's about 90 minutes. And by the end of that, you're going to understand literally why your life has been the way it's been and why it's going to keep going the way it's been going, how to actually change it at the root level. And you're going to, like one of my clients, Sayad, he said, it was like the wool was pulled from in front of my eyes. And it will affect you physically, like how you just got affected a little bit, but to a much greater degree, because there's some exercises in it too. And I think it teaches the most important piece of being able to create what you want to create very powerfully. And when you get that, you're going to feel like you've gone from sort of being stuck to being powerful. And then you can, if you want to go into the 7 Subs course, it'll just be waiting there for you.
Fantastic. And I'll put your URL in the show notes so everyone can have easy access to that. Because I think that it's important and you do powerful work and it's simple and it's so easy because it's step by step. And it's like you have this analytical, logical, step-by-step approach, but there's also a spiritual and scientific foundation to it. And that's one of the wonderful things about your work. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely. That's definitely one of my gifts. In college, I took this test to figure out what kind of career I should have when I was seeking out my sole purpose for living. And it said that I was an exact balance between the philosopher and the psychic, the logical and the intuitive. So it helps because I can read all the science and understand it, but then I can also bring it into the spiritual realm and make it work in that way too, and vice versa. I know that your show is called Soul of the Empath.
Yeah. And tell us about what is one of the biggest problems that you can help us empaths solve?
So after the 7 Steps course, then there's a 5-day course called Life Transformation, where you learn the other 3 major tools of transformation. Then there's Becoming Your Authentic Self. And by the 3rd day, every single person will be able to do an intuitive reading because I can show you how to unlock all of your other 4 senses. Every human being has 9 senses, according to MIT brain scientist Pete Sanders Jr. And in that course, where you're learning to unlock all of your intuitive senses, I also teach you how to become immune to other people's energy. And that's the biggest thing I hear from empaths is I just feel so drained, or I feel so tired after I work with people, or I get their sadness all over me and then I'm sad and I can't do my work because it's so hard. And then I say, but I can do sessions with clients and I actually feel better after the session because I get so inspired by helping them. And I don't take on any of their stuff. And how do you do that? And so I can explain it to you now, but you're going to need the tools to actually implement it and make it a reality so you can wake up in the morning every day and not have other people's energy in your space. The reason why empaths feel like they're being drained by other people is because you have a matching issue with that person. So maybe that person feels angry and it's triggering a sadness in you. And then you feel like, oh, I got their stuff in my space. But actually what happened was they triggered your own stuff. And it's very easy to confuse it because you felt fine until you started talking to them. Right? So if you erase your sadness in a permanent way, not a temporary way, in a permanent way from you, you'll be in front of that person or another person with the exact same issue. And it won't make you feel tired or sad again because it's not going to trigger anything in you. If you take that point of view that it's always because there's something in you that you need to work on, eventually you'll erase every single thing and you'll start to have sessions with clients where you don't get triggered at all, even for months and months, and no one is making you tired, no one is draining you, because you're not letting their stuff trigger your stuff. Now, the other side to that is a lot of empaths are healing other people through their body, or they're healing the planet through their body. You don't have to do that. You can make a declaration to stop healing other people and the planet through your body, because the reality is they can heal themselves, and if you don't think they can, that's not very empowering for them. So have faith in them, let them have their journey and don't judge their journey. And that's the thing, is we have a lot of judgment on the darkness of life. If we want to bring heaven on earth into this planet, we have to stop judging darkness, understand that it was part of the process, and then we can release it. But if we're judging it, we're resisting it and therefore creating more of it. So if you really want to help people, let them have their pain. And if that is hard for you, that's because you have something to clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So true. Thank you, Arno. This has been very, very helpful. And I love your work. Thank you very much for sharing everything that you did and on the fly. I wasn't expecting, you know, to be the subject matter of the experience today. And yet I'm so happy to just be vulnerable and open to receive it because it's a gift.
And thank you, Tiffany, for being vulnerable and for having me. And I really appreciate your acknowledgement. Thank you.
Well, everybody go check out Arno's website. I'll put it in the show notes. Watch his webinar and get yourself healed. We need more healers and people to be healed and bring their light, bring their love, bring their power to this planet and raise the consciousness of humanity. So together we can do this. And it all starts with us as individual souls doing our own inner work. So thanks for joining me today on Soul of an Empath. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, Tiffany.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity, and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.